Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Always a really good idea to turn the microphone on when you're going to start talking. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a Monday. Great to have you all along. I am here to say that I feel like a new man.
Why?
I really don't. I'm lying.
This can't have anything to do with the procedure.
Well, the procedure was last week, and yes. This is the first show that I have recorded since I came back from the procedure.
Despite all of the calls this weekend, you said, let's do a Saturday show.
Absolutely.
You were so into it, so excited.
Because of the fact that I've given you all the gory details about this, I have to just button it all up. I will say that they call it a cleanse. This is a little gross. If you're having your breakfast or your lunch or your dinner, please don't. You can turn it down. Wouldn't hurt my feelings. But I have to share this. Oh, by the way, as I begin the show today.
Mm-hmm. Look at, oh my goodness. That red mug certainly pops, Mike. But it's so far away. What you drinking?
This is the brand new real mug. This is the real Mike O'Mara Show mug.
Looks like a full-size mug.
Yeah.
With my coffee in it. Oh, I just poured it in my mouth. I'm an absolute moron. Now, I drank most of the coffee, so it's right into the computer.
You know what? You drank some of it. The computer drank some of it. Maybe the new update you installed this morning makes it coffee-proof. You never can tell.
What a morning. What a f***ing morning.
Hey, the language. Come on now.
No, just a terrible morning. Terrible morning. I mean, really, but my son barfed in the middle of the night, and all I wanted to do was come in here, and I realized we have a thimble up. I've already had two massive mugs of this delicious coffee, but I'm really fond of these. These are really the right size for coffee, if you'll notice. I just love them. I love them, love them, love
them. Don't you think that hot beverages taste better in a proper mug the way cocktails taste better in a proper glass? You
need to have a mug to like. We had a mug before,
yes.
And it wasn't a mug. It was a friggin' teacup.
It was a teacup.
And I didn't go on about it back then, but it was really, really not what I had wanted.
You it know, was too it was, dainty, Mike.
It was a little dainty, and it didn't work for me. Yes.
Yeah, this one you can put in your Nespresso or your Keurig and not worry about it overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also have a nice cup of cocoa if you want that.
Yeah, and those, Mike, so. That time is coming. What with Christmas? There's the scent of fall in the air.
There is no secret that every single thing we do is to keep this show chugging along.
Right.
It's also no secret, we've never made it a secret, that we have 11 listeners. So we rely on you 11 listeners to spend money on everything that we... Rob, what's happening to your light? It was weird. Your head... It was like you had a strobe light on your forehead for a second there. That was odd. But anyway, getting back to what I was going to say, please support us by getting your mugs today. They're at the TMOS store, which you can get at through MikeOMaraShow.com. And they're wonderful.
They're not there yet.
Oh, they're
they will be there this week.
But this is a great way to get ready for them.
Because this is also the first time Rob and I are seeing the mug. Looks great.
It does look great.
Carla!
No, no, no. Don't do that.
No. They will be available this afternoon for the for bonus show members and supporters. And all available right. later this week for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They've been here for a while, so they're actually in our
dorms. Are they all in your cabinet?
We have a... They're just all stacked in the hallway.
Oh, that's
yeah, I think they arrived Friday.
I think something like that. Yeah. So getting back to the butt procedure, it's it was a cleanse that I didn't do successfully because I feel as though my system, well, I was let know that the weight loss medication that I was on was not conducive to the prep. So what they did was they said, don't take that medication for a week and
right. I remember
that. Then do your prep. I probably should not have taken it for the month because for whatever reason, the preps that I have done, and I've had gut issues my whole life, and I have done many of these things, and I've done them successfully. The last one I did was not really successful. Do you hear that? I don't know where that's coming from.
It's the sound of the mugs, I think.
Lots of gribblies in the studio today. So the second one was a two-dayer. And because it was a two-dayer...
But was it really?
No, it wasn't because I didn't... Well, it was, yeah, it was in that I took the product two nights before.
Yeah, but
so technically... And then I didn't eat after that. But I did eat during the day... I didn't fast during the day because I just didn't want to.
So it's like a 36-hour cleanse, not a 48.
It was not the full 48, but I wasn't cleansing during the 48 hours because okay. I didn't have to.
Right.
What they wanted me to do was do clear broth, Sprite,
gelatin.
That type gelatin, and I'm like,
Aspic.
Aspic. It was not fun. So I did it. Both, let me see. I did it both Tuesday night and Wednesday night
right.
with the procedure on Thursday
mm-hmm.
and began it, and it was different. I had to take tablets as well as the liquid, and it essentially created a more of a turbo colon blow situation for me, and I did that Tuesday night. And then I came in here, and I was a little depleted. And then I did it on Wednesday night, and Wednesday night was a. It's going to drive me nuts when I'm hearing my headphones. It's just one of those days. I'll power through it. Pay attention, focus on the show. But I'm hearing what sounds like if you would have a radio turned down really low, you hear some delayed talking, and it's my talking. So I don't know where it's coming from. So I'll just throw that out there for both of you guys. So I do it on Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Wednesday night, I do it. By the time I go to bed on Wednesday night, actually, I'm up quite a bit during the night. And it's getting there.
Did you get to the Vaseline and wipe territory that they described you
might
get to?
No, because I have the little jets that take care of me really, really well. So water shoots up my butt. There, it's gone. Thanks for fixing that. So anyway, I get this done, and then by Thursday, I want to say 5 o'clock, it's not where I want it to be. But they still have
a
A.M.
Okay,
and,
just checking. Yeah.
Thursday morning, because that's the morning of the
right,
yeah, before.
Right. Yeah.
And then they give me instructions on that if it's still not there yet, you – take one last shot, and I do, and so I am going right up to when I get to the office of the doctor.
But no tablets, just the juice.
I go two times before I even get into the play, and the second to last and the last, the penultimate and the last one are I'm there, and I have confidence that everything's going to be okay,
like
almost 100%.
It comes from mountain streams to you, 33, just as beautiful as the waters of Latrobe.
I'm almost confident. And I'm, at this point,
Did you? You said care. Two more times. Did you have to stop on the way to the facility?
No. I got there and then, but I had to as soon as close, I got in there. Yeah. Okay. As soon as I got in there, and then one more time, even arriving at the hospital,
right up to the finish line.
Because I just wasn't successful, and it was driving me nuts. And because I said, you know, if there's something going on in my colon, I'll deal with it. I will die. I will not do this again. It was that bad. So I go in there. And by the way, once everything's done in that regard, I'm kind of looking forward to getting put under. I'm looking forward to it. I don't do well with anesthesia when I'm coming out of it. But no, not the probing part, the being put to sleep part.
A great nap.
Which I love. Yeah. If I could, without addiction to drugs or the threat of a fatal overdose, go to sleep like that with no health ramifications, I would choose to do it every night of the week. Nothing like it.
Do you know what juice they used on you? Did they tell you?
Oh, boy. He did the second to last time, but it's one of those nasty ones that people
When I had my endoscopy, I had propofol, whatever it is that killed Michael Jackson.
That's what they gave me, Rob.
It is fantastic. And as someone who doesn't drink anymore, I mean, it allowed me to revisit sensation, especially
passing out in your own vomit.
No, I never vomited. But as you remember, I was in a gown that was not big enough. And so I was a little, you know, bothered by it. But after they started it, I didn't care at all. And when I came out of it,
I was in one that was four sizes too big, which is a different world for me now. To be in one that was bigger, I could not, you know.
They grow peas there, Mike. Everything was hanging out.
Everything was hanging out. But I was really happy. So this is a quick story because it's not much to it. I come to. And they said, you will go to sleep quickly, and when you wake up, you won't remember anything. It's just like a light sleep. It's twilight. They say twilight. Well, twilight knocked my ass out. Yeah. And you wake up in a community waiting room, a recovery room, where there's a guy directly across from me. And I wake up, and the nurse comes over. And
any curtains or anything? Or I mean,
there are curtains around me, but I'm in bed. I mean, there's no need for curtains. It's like you're just sitting there. And I look, and there's a guy right across from me. The nurse comes over. What would you like, water, apple juice? I said, I'd love an apple juice. It would be great. So she brings me an apple juice. And then I watch this other nurse go to the guy across from me who just had the same procedure, and she says things like, everything looked great. Right now, the way it looks is you don't have to come back for another five years. Everything was fine. Yeah, there's no issue. Blah, blah. She's just going in all the details of what this guy dealt with. And as she's doing that, I begin to freak out.
Because
they haven't said anything to me. Now, this is my paranoid, glass half empty me starting to take charge.
Are you still a little groggy? Because,
yes,
I mean, that could,
very much
and that
so.
Doesn't
very
help.
Much so.
Did you get your apple juice?
I got the apple juice and I'm waiting.
Little
and I'm
plastic
like,
guy?
Yeah, tiny little plastic apple
almost
juice.
Almost not even worth it.
And they, as they're doing this with the guy, I'm starting to freak because then the results are all I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. That I'm done with it. And then the nurse comes by. You don't see the doctor again. The nurse comes by and she says, okay, we've got your results. And I mean, even with the sedative, my heart is thumping, and I'm and then she says you had a polyp. I had a couple of them the last time I had one of these done. It was removed, nothing else, no cancer, everything looked fine, and everything was okay. And I'm very, very for people, you know, we know Rob people that have had that, and it's not. You know, it's scary, especially when you're at my age. I get done, I recover.
Did they let you keep the polyp? Because doctors have different policies.
No, they sent that away, and I will be finding out tomorrow at 11:30. But it's not. It usually they're very direct about that.
Right.
Even if it was, they removed it. So it's not what they worry about is seeing a mass in there and something that's really the grip.
They're anti-Catholic, right?
The mass. to tell me to get dressed? They wheel you out. They have to wheel you out. It's hospital procedure. They wheel you out. And we actually
You're back into your tight-fitting clothes now. You're not in the oversized gown.
I'm in a state, as you know, you've been through this, procedures. You have a controlled state of euphoria. Carla is waiting in the parking lot. They call her to tell her to come around and meet me at the turnaround. And I think we have some video when they drop me off of me. This is me in the hospital lobby right before Carla picked me up. Roll the tape.
I'm still in the gown.
I'm in the gown. There we go.
That's terrific. Like, good for you.
There you go.
That is terrific. Yeah. So did someone like walk you to the car and then
they
Carl
wheel you
there?
Down and I'm chatting. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, we're talking about Puerto Rico. She's talking about Puerto Rico. She hasn't seen her mom in 7 years. And isn't that weird?
And you said I could take care of that, honey.
I'll fly you down myself. No, I'm not that. I'm not wasted at that point. I'm giddy. I'm giddy and feeling
it's
good.
It's a great feeling. I remember
extraordinarily hungry, and I posted a video of us going to FK Your Diet because I was that hungry after it. But it's done and done, and I was thrilled. I was really, really excited.
Did you nap when you returned home?
Boy, I don't remember. I don't remember, but yeah, I probably did. Didn't do much that day, and it was, get it done, because even if they find something, the earlier they find it, the better. I have done colonoscopies when I was on the radio, where Kirk and I both got them and said, in order for people to do that, it is a huge killer in this country, and it is a very preventable situation if you get screened, if you are somebody who where the screening is recommended, and ask your doctor if you qualify for that, because the earlier you do it, the better. I think that's what I would tell everybody about that.
I asked my doctor, and he had no comment, but it was a dentist. He didn't know. He didn't care. So
Rob gets
he said he could try, but he'd have to get out a different set of tools.
Yeah, and the cleaning process is so that
try
I asked him, by
the
way,
little thing.
My doctor, I asked him how many he does a day, and does 14 of them 4 days a week. He said they're usually about 14 4 days a week. So he
does he bite his nails?
He has office hours 1 day a week. 1 day a week.
Oh, God.
And then and you never see him. You see his PA usually. So he is doing that always. So that's the kind of guy you want. You want a guy that does a ton of them, and he's skilled.
Did they
ask
the hospital? Did they ask you why they saw Flex of Protein Bar in the sample?
No,
it was chicken.
Chicken.
Well, there was vegan bites. There was chicken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mock, mock, mock.
No, my cleanse was successful. this doctor and this hospital experience, they have. The redundancy where they ask you who you are, what you're having done, it was over the top, and I like that because it's a very highly rated safety hospital, and I have nothing bad to say about any of the pros that were there. It was great. They all should be like this, and I was happy and thrilled with the experience. So
that's excellent.
Get her done.
That's good.
And, I'll let you know. There's nothing really to let you know, but I have a follow-up on Tuesday. So welcome to the show. I'm glad to be here. I recommend everybody get the colonoscopy, no matter, what age you are. Ask the doctor about it, because some people, I said to him, and I remember this conversation, I said, are you getting more and more people that are getting colon cancer? He said, no, it's about where it was. But more younger people are getting it. And so
did
I don't
you
know
ask
if that
him
has
why
to do
he,
with diet or
Did you
or
ask
what?
Him why he thought that? Or why that is?
It's
what
not
his
that he thought
were?
It. It's statistics.
He thinks that could be happening.
I don't think I did. I don't think I did. And if I did, he didn't have an answer for me. So, get her done. Get yourself checked out. And I'm happy to be here. So,
Mike, we do
that's
have
it.
One small piece of tape from your procedure. Is when they were
you're doing the piece of tape shtick too?
Just right, one piece, Mike. Just this.
Let's watch it.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry.
There you go. You can always tell when Josh is running them and Rob's running them because it's
yep,
like
you can
1,002.
Always tell. You can always tell, Mike.
You can. There's always a delay when you figure your big ham hand out to a. All right. Do you still want to run it?
No.
Okay. Good. Good.
F everybody. Because you can always tell when Rob runs it.
Why are you mocking? Why are you getting angry at me saying that?
Because I screwed up. I don't do it that often, but you know what?
So you're angry at yourself, not me.
I'm angry at everybody.
All right, let's do it from the back. Let's do it from the very beginning, and we'll do take two. All right, so.
No, I don't. You know what? I don't think that anybody
now
deserves
I really want
this.
To see.
Yeah, I know you do. Because you can always tell when Rob does it. You know why? Because it's funny. That's why.
Wow. Wow.
Not that's saying that Josh isn't funny, but I'm
that's
just saying.
That's the real.
Josh is funny.
That's so it's better than the dancing video? Is that what
yeah,
you're saying?
Yeah, it is.
And that
it
really
is,
would be me. That would be funnier than my video.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm not trying to upstage anybody.
I know
you're just
not.
Trying to plus up the segment.
Is this something you prepared prior to? Did you have this in your mind the whole time, or is this a last minute
no.
thing?
I'm no, curious. It came later.
When we were talking about it,
yeah, it's nothing I prepared prior to the show.
Okay, all right. Well, then that's interesting to me. Mm-hmm. So,
you want me to walk you through the process?
Yeah, I would.
See, there's really no sound effect, Mike, and I have a large library of sound effects: people applauding, laughing, cars, hammers, different sounds. Well, there's really no proper sound effect for, say, a protein bar.
Rob, hold on.
Yes.
We all make mistakes. I made a mistake bringing the mug in and thinking they were already on the store because I didn't pay attention. I didn't sweat that detail. So, Rob.
You can always tell when Mike sells a mug. You can always tell.
There it is.
Then he spills it into his computer.
Do you feel better?
I want to explain something to you. There is no sound effect for a protein bar. There is no sound effect for a vegan bite. But when I say we're going to take a small piece of tape from your procedure, from your cleanse, I have that piece of tape now.
Okay, let's listen.
It's the chicken that you ate.
It would have been better 5 minutes ago.
Nah, would have been better about 5 minutes from now.
It would have been
I just know it wasn't good
ago.
Where it was. I know that now. I know that it was placed either... It was placed too early or too late, but it wasn't right. But anyway, Mike, you see, you ate chicken before your procedure.
Yeah, I know what
so I had envisioned a large pullet dangling out of your ass.
What is a pullet, Rob? For people that might not know chicken,
it is
chicken
a
biology.
I think it is a slightly
anatomy.
Deboned chicken, isn't it? I have to check it out. I know it is a chicken of some sort. Mm-hmm. But let me see, Mike. I'll find that out. And in the meantime, let me leave you with this, which is another sound effect that came up, the chicken coop. This could be just ambient noise of your butt.
That's my colon. There it is.
Mike, a pullet is a young hen, less than 1 year old.
So it's not anatomy, it's the whole bird.
It's a bird, yeah. There you go.
That's exciting. Oh, there they are. I found my audience for you. There we go.
Oh.
All right. And
where are they?
Now
here?
Mine's not working either, is it? Yeah. There it is.
Ah, my friends.
See, I'm you and you're me when it comes to. I mean, really?
What does that mean?
No, I think I'm gonna give you a free pass here.
Okay. Why?
We are analog guys.
Sure.
We have worked with analog boards, and analog boards are. You have a big button, it's got a light on it, and you press it, and the sound
Remember
is
these, buddy?
There. Those are tape cartridges.
One piece of tape, size of two decks of cards, held one sound. Not
when
practical.
When you work virtually, it never matches the accuracy or the efficiency of analog. It doesn't.
You're right.
Because it relies on this.
And there's
and
no tactile
sometimes the,
consistency. No.
If I was to tell you the amount of space that I have on this little square box, the square box is probably the size of double postage stamps. It's very large,
right,
as far as the thing. But there's no spot on that where you can't the spot that you're hitting on the box that says crickets, you rely on a tiny triangle that you have to hit.
Yeah.
In the middle.
And if you
that.
Hit it wrong or too hard or too long, it deletes it.
It will not play.
How many times
and it
have
deletes
you
it too.
Hitting a sound effect just goes away into the ether. Yeah.
So the technology is there, but it's you know, it could be improved. And
when I think of all the cart machines that we threw away, that we just left, it's sad.
Absolutely.
It's sad.
It's very, very sad.
But then I really don't have the space for them. But we're just doing the best we can to make them laugh. And I think really, Mike, the takeaway here is that you're healthy.
Thank you. I feel very good, and I'm very,
very
excited
about that. Nobody can dispute that.
So get it done. And then speaking of health, this morning when I said it was a hell of a Monday, God bless Carla for dealing with this. I was out. I was out like a light last night. And we went to a birthday party with my son yesterday.
There's no birthday party for me.
There's no birthday party for me. We go to a birthday party, and it was awkward, and I completely understand why, because it was his football buddy, Brantley. Happy birthday,
Brantley. Oh, okay.
And a lot of the football guys were going to be there. Michael was a little blocked. It turned out they're kids. It doesn't matter. They're friends. But they're a little bummed out. And we get there, and it's the same place that we went to that has the bowling and the food. And,
oh, a super terrific fun zone type place, yeah.
And the axe throwing.
Uh-oh.
And I am here to tell you that we stayed for the whole thing. We hung out with the mom, and there were a couple of other parents there, and we hung
Ashley?
With the kids. It was Ashley and her son Brantley, and we had a great time. And then an hour and a half into it, you know, as opposed to sitting there and having a piece of pizza and watching the kids bowl, I said, if you don't mind, Carl, I'm going to roll over and buy a half hour in the axe throwing. And I am here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea whether there are leagues, whether there are places where this activity
is
put into a competitive situation, but I have a skill. I have a skill, and I hone that skill, and the skill is still very much alive. There is a maximum of 5 points you can get in 10 frames, all right? So you can get a total of 50 points if you hit a bullseye.
Okay. So
very similar to bowling. And on two separate occasions, I got 48, almost a perfect score, which means I hit the bullseye. And I was excited.
96%, Mike, that's terrific.
Yes, I was thrilled with it. And this is kind of a...
Do you think you're so good at it? Does it go back to the fact that your ancestry were like Braveheart people? And you can quote me on that.
That's a wonderful fantasy, though, isn't it? Isn't that?
Yes.
I'd love to say, isn't that true? You know, you will, even though he's Scottish and I'm Irish, you will never take our freedom.
I would love for you to show up to the and there is a league, and you will join, and you show up the first day and have your face painted blue.
I'm ready for you right now.
Hi, my name is Mike. I'm a disc jockey, and I'm here to throw an axe. Freedom!
You know the scene in one of my favorite movies, Gangs of New York, where Butcher Bill throws the axe into the back of the big fat guy, Brendan Gleeson. I forgot what the character he's playing, but that's the... And here's what I can tell you about axe throwing. I always thought that when you would see something like Last of the Mohicans or any of the Native American films where an axe
Ed
is thrown.
Ames. Ed Ames on The Tonight Show.
Ed Ames. And I probably should have referenced that too, that ancient piece of tape.
Yeah.
The truth is that this is a viable piece of weaponry, which makes me believe that this probably was done for real when I always thought it was movie reality. but I'm here to tell you.
No, I think it's real.
It would hurt.
It's like a thank you, Mike.
It would hurt.
Freedom.
Freedom. If you got that in the back, it would be
this just in. Mike O'Mara says an axe in your back would hurt. But of course, it's real. It's like going to a shooting gallery.
I use at the axes that I use at the game center are very dull, and you know the wood is kind of overused. And so it's kind of chopped up. I would imagine that at venues where this is done more regularly, it would probably be, because it's like, you know how the bowlings aren't regulation, right? The bowling lanes aren't regulated.
Yeah.
I don't think the axe throwing is regulation either.
Are they regulated though? I mean, what are the rules?
Don't know. Haven't really even researched it online.
When you get your team.
Look at him twitching. He knows. He knows some answers. He's moving down there. Josh, do you know anything about the axe throwing?
Oh, no. I was just looking up that this November, a 4-minute walk from the hotel, you can go to the axe hole.
Oh.
The axe hole. What a great name.
Because I had, you know, that's clever. And I had a name for the team that you're going to have when you join your league.
What's that?
The Axe's Powers.
Like Axis?
Yeah, like in World War II.
But see, now that the axe term is being replaced with ass, pain in the axe. My axe team. I'll look it up. I'll find it.
Yeah.
It's called the Axe Hole.
The Axe Hole.
Ooh, Mike.
In Vegas when
axes,
we do our Vegas show.
Spears and Ninja Stars.
Spears, Mike.
And it is outdoors.
What could possibly do wrong?
Death and Axes.
There is also the World Axe Throwing League.
Hi, Dirk. Mike, you've hit me in the. That's going to be weird. That's wow.
I'm sure it's all on Fremont Street, right? Like where they have all
it
that
is.
Stuff.
Yep. Yeah, 4-minute walk on Fremont.
Well, maybe 5 for me.
Well, we can always get you a chair.
I would like a scooter.
Get you a scooter.
Can I throw the axe from the scooter?
if you go to the axe hole with me, I'll pay for the rascal. And I will let you throw from the chair.
Well, I'd also guarantee a good parking spot.
They also have rage rooms at the axle.
Oh, wow, the whole thing. Yeah. Oh, okay. See that? I don't know. These places, so I think a bowling alley should be a bowling alley. And axe throwing should be axe throwing. You
and
know?
Get off my lawn.
You want like a very professional, like league looking.
Yeah,
I want it to be. He wants a shirt. He wants a team where he can wear a shirt.
I want to test my skills in a real place if such a thing exists. And
when
I'll,
you throw it, how far are you when you go to Super Terrific Happy Fun Zone and you throw axes?
Good question.
How far are you from the target?
I want to say 10 feet, probably.
And do you get a full revolution on the axe in that 10 feet, or do you just throw it straight?
Yeah, you get a full revolution because I throw my hands down at my feet and it just goes in.
10 feet sounds like that might be like ladies' tees.
Yeah, like, see, I was thinking the same thing where it might be a little
nothing
too close.
Nothing against females, Mike. I love women.
But you might want to say the senior tees. You know, you might want to do it
that
way.
Do you see older people throwing axes?
I don't think, there was nobody throwing an axe when I was there, but there were many, many looky-loos, which made me really happy because I felt like I was showing off.
And did you turn and do
macho. You feel macho when you throw an axe. You feel macho. It's like shooting a gun.
Did you turn and sort of do like a small bow when after you got another bullseye to the looky-loos?
I didn't do that. But this is true.
But you did play to them. I know you played to them.
You're going to mock me for this. This is going to make you laugh because this is exactly what I did. I may have feigned the axe being a little more difficult to get out of the wood than it was to make it look like I had really hurtled.
You are a carny. Yeah. Plain and simple.
I enjoyed that.
So. Like the guy that has to. Go ahead, Josh.
Distance. 12 feet is the official distance.
That's official? Wow.
Oh, I've got the rules and regulations right here.
Okay, lay them on
me. For the World Axe Throwing League.
Are there weight requirements?
No, there's like the World Axe Throwing League. I'm in.
Mike, it's called WATL. WATL.
Your axe should weigh 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It should be 19 inches in length.
All right.
And have a 4-inch bit, so the sharp part.
Okay. Later on in the show, we're going to do the 4-inch bit.
Yeah, it's about little people. It's going to be really fun. All right, we will take a break later in the show. I'll tell you about the Barf House. Rob's got Trumpy Trout, and we've got a lot more fun. And great, beautiful video. All that coming up within the Mike O'Meara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Stick with us. We have great show for you today, and we will return with the round table news of the day right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. College football is upon us, and that's great. But if you're really invested in a game, it's awesome. That's where my bookie comes in. When I have some action going on, trust me, that's the best way to watch a game. And when you use my bookie, you're not just betting on football, you're investing in your team for the season. Last year, my bookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship. Michigan bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. Ka-ching! These types of bets highlight why it's worth it to lay an investment before the season begins. Check out mybookie.ag and use our code MikeOMara for a great deal. A bonus of up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's a great way to start off the college football season. Playing with house money, baby. Don't ever miss out on the action. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Meara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie, light 'em up!
Brothers and sisters, lend me your ears and listen to how these folks found the power and comfort from the almighty TMOS bonus show.
Jesus Christ, help me, Rhonda.
The great and wonderful Oz, what do you get from the bonus show?
It brings peace. It brings knowing that there's a greater power and how there was a greater plan for my life.
Brother Spiewak, share your testimony.
It brought me comfort.
And you, sir, what do you gain as a bonus show subscriber?
I saw a light, and then I had this feeling around me.
Get a subscription today and testify at MikeOMaraShow.com. And you can gain more insight with the latest by listening to
Bonus Show Number 666.
Weird. Boy,
that's
that's great audio. Hey, everybody. Labor Day is soon. And,
it is.
That signals that autumn is fast approaching.
Autumn
is fast approaching. With a Legacy Box, you can cozy up and watch something special this fall. Your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. By going to LegacyBox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy, get this, 55% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. The process is easy. Send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their team will professionally digitize everything, and they'll do it by hand right in the USA. You get it all back on the cloud or a thumb drive, along with your originals, which they treat with care and respect and dignity, which they pass along to you, the customer. Legacy Box.
Dave Streeter, what was his name?
Will Streeters.
Will Streeters Arby's.
Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media, so whatever it is, they've got you covered. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, baby's first steps, and even road trips or medical procedures like my colonoscopy. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 55% off. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS. LegacyBox.com/TMOS, ladies and gentlemen. Folks, it was bound to happen sooner or later.
What?
I have been covering this young man almost religiously on this program. And I am here to tell you that he has successfully reproduced. I'm talking, of course, about the great Justin Bieber. Bieber has reproduced. His wife, Haley, gave birth to a baby boy. Didn't it seem like an hour ago we were talking about those crazy kids splitting up, and now they're a family of three. Isn't that
wonderful? That's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
How you fix problems.
Yes, absolutely.
You fix problems by having kids?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Some marriages try to thrive with that. His wife, Haley, gave birth to a baby boy. They announced it on Friday night, along with the kid's name, Jack Blues Bieber. That's okay. Blues is the middle name. I'm cool with that. That's
it's
fine.
A middle
Jack
name,
Bieber.
So, yeah, maybe. But is it Jack
I love
or John?
The name.
What about, is it John shortened to Jack, or is the given name Jack?
Doesn't say. Jack Bieber.
Jack
how
Bieber.
Are you? Jack Bieber.
Yeah.
Sounds we like, all you know why you're here for tonight's sit.
Now,
put
Mike,
that coffee down. That's
there's
it.
A law Glenn firm in the Tidewater Jack. Area called Joins and Bieber. No relation. Mm-hmm. But they had a jingle.
Jack is. Oh, you want to sing the jingle?
Well, no, not really.
Were you setting up to sing it?
Well, no. Well, it's, if you have trouble, call Joins and Bieber. Where are my friends?
Jack is the. Jack is the given name. Jack is the given name. It is the Jack. Middle name of Justin's father.
Jack Blues Bieber. Justin and Haley first revealed the pregnancy back in May. They've been married since September of 2018. And Jack Bieber sounds like he really should be selling property to retirees, doesn't he?
I agree.
I'm Jack Bieber, you know?
I've got a
F
couple
you,
from...
That's my name. What, Rob?
I've got a couple from Frederick that's interested in this, so you got to move fast.
So congratulations to the lovely Biebers and their wonderful son, Jack. And I like a nice, simple name like that. Very, very happy for those two crazy kids, ladies and gentlemen. Has Ben Affleck, speaking of celebrity couples, has he already found a new lady? You think?
My money would be on yes.
Sources say he has been spending time with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s 36-year-old daughter, whose name is Kick. Her real
this
name
is
Kat. See, I paused for the thing. Her real name is Kathleen. Kick is her nickname, just like her great aunt Kathleen, who was the sister of JFK and RFK Sr. There's no word on the exact nature of the relationship. Ben is 52. So, wow. May, December, I'm cool with that. It's been a busy weekend for RFK Jr. On Friday, he suspended his presidential campaign and endorsed Donald Trump, but he's only taking his name off the ballot in the battleground states. I heard his sister, I think her name is Carrie Kennedy, I hope I got that right, talking about him, and she kind of thinks it's his way of just saying F you to the rest of the family, where he is considered the black sheep. So
I think that in the past, Ben Affleck has talked about he's got a thing for brainworms. So I can see this happening.
The eating brainworms. Robert's siblings issued a statement calling it, quote, a sad ending to a sad story. That's the father, Robert Sr., Robert Jr., who is the parent of Kick. Kennedy's wife, Rob, I always forget your favorite show, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes,
his wife
is
Cheryl
so
Hines.
That's she so had, weird to me.
She had previously suggested that her marriage might not survive if her husband aligned himself with Trump, but she released a statement on Friday night that did not mention divorce. She also didn't mention Trump at all. She said that over the course of the campaign, she has learned that, quote, the vast majority of all parties are truly good people who want the best for our country and for each other. There's a nice non-controversial statement. It has been eye-opening, transformative, and endearing, the journey she's talking about. So.
Blows my mind, I'm sorry, Josh, real quick, I just want to say the thing that blows my mind is that on Curb, she hangs with a cast of very notable left-wingers. You know, and the fact that she's married, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to look up Kick in Google to find out some more information about her. I didn't find out much information except for a story that she shared about her dad that I cannot believe didn't make it on the Curb.
What is it?
He's in 1994, Kennedy caught wind that a dead whale had washed up on the beach.
Oh, this is a famous story about him.
Yeah.
All right, you got this one, that he cut off the whale's head, secured it to his roof, and drove off while whale juice splattered on her driving down the road?
It was weird. He, took a souvenir of the dead whale. It was super weird.
Mike,
super,
I have to ask you.
Super weird.
as the biggest politico on the show, and I've heard this in more than one corner, is there a chance?
We're big supporters of Bobby Kennedy. We really were. We were crazy for the guy. We really
is
were.
There a chance for some sort of October surprise where Trump swaps out Vance for RFK Jr.?
I put nothing past Donald Trump. I could see this stunt happening. You never know. But it's
did
it's
you see a, Vance the in the donut weird. Shop? The video of Vance in the donut
it's
shop.
So awkward. Very, very. It look. It's weird. Yeah, you know. It's just very strange. The whole situation is just a little weird right now. So who knows? Zach Galifianakis is a celebrity and presumably a Democrat, but he's not a big fan of mixing the two. Here is his quote. As a small-town guy from North Carolina, I do wish the Democratic National Convention would step back from the celebrities a little bit. I totally agree.
Yes.
It works to a point, but they have to win over rural America. He adds, quote, Hollywood thinks it's so important, and that's a problem. Actors are people, too. They're citizens, too. But I'm more on the small town side of that than I am on the Hollywood side of that. That's just me. I think that's valid. I think that's a valid thing with the parade of celebs. And I think
he's a good guy. I think he has such a goofy image on all the stuff he does. I think deep down he's a good guy.
I don't think there's anything funnier online than Between Two Ferns. I think that it is so well done. And I know they parade the celebrities out. It's always well known that the Democrats have more celebrities, but I think he does speak to an issue resonating with rural Americans. But at the same time, the Republicans have done a good job with expressing things like the liberal elite of Hollywood for years and years and years and years. And that was their counter to the fact that they had all these people supporting them. It's been going on for a very, very long time. And
What if they just sort of met and they said, okay, we won't let Stevie Wonder sing if you don't bring out Hulk Hogan. And they spit in their hands and they shake.
Yes.
Well, we all waited up there for Beyonce on Thursday night to perform.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. And she wasn't going to be there. And I was gratified that it wasn't Beyonce, that they just had the candidate come out and then it was on with the world. I'm tired of don't you get a little burned out on Beyonce being at the number one headliner at everything? It gets a little tedious to
what
me.
What if they brought her sister out instead?
Oh, Solange?
Solange.
Solange and
Solange. Solange knows all.
Yeah, I was glad that that didn't happen. That's just me. A woman's TikTok is going viral after her friends made a dinner reservation and told her it was for 8 p.m. when it was actually for 8:30. In other words, they knew that she would be late because she's always late, and it turned out that they were right. She showed up at 8:22, and the hostess said she was the first to arrive, and I would venture to say it probably kills her. I'm not sharing the video of this. I didn't get that together for you, but from an ethics standpoint, is that okay to do? One expert weighed in and said it's best to avoid lying. Oh, God, shut up. Really? But confronting a friend can also backfire and make you seem controlling.
The fact remains she was late. She was closer to the actual reservation than to the fake reservation. 8:22 is maybe very late.
So it says here maybe lying and tricking them could work by shaming them into being on time, but I don't think it will. Either way, people online seem less concerned about the ethics and more focused on how rude it is to be chronically late. One person's warning to her was this, quote, the next step is forgetting to invite you. I get that. And there was a no-show at the birthday party yesterday that had been confirmed the day before. And
That's uncool.
That was rude on the parents' part to have that happen. So there's that, ladies and gentlemen. Finally today, and rarely do I take pen to paper and create some verse, some poetry.
I love when you do. It makes it all the more special when you do.
A high school phys ed teacher got arrested in Texas last Monday after calling the cops to tell them the hooker he hired stole his money. His name, Rolando Ramos. He is a gym teacher at Cigaroa High School in Laredo, Texas, right near the Mexican border. He's also the quarterback's coach for their football team. Police showed up, and that's when he told them that he tried to pay a prostitute for sexual services. He said the worker took his $100 and ran away. It sounds like he wanted them to track her down and get his hundreds back, but instead they arrested him for soliciting a prostitute.
You see, yeah, this is how it happened. Yeah,
they did eventually find the sex worker nearby, but it's not clear if Rolando got his money back or not. The school he works for said they immediately put him on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. And that's when I wrote my poem about this unfortunate educator.
Go.
Hey, Rolando, you're out on bondo, but the next time a hooker comes into your condo, remember these words. You only pay a certain way when a lady of the evening comes out to play. When the deed is done and you're able to leave, leave the money upon the table. When you're about to drop your pants, you never pay her in advance. If you do, there is a chance she'll steal your stupid cash advance. And when you get your little honey, be careful where you put your money, because you'll never know just what's in store when you hire a dirty, naughty whore. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Get that right out to Hallmark or at least Carlton Cards. Yeah.
That's the card for you, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, everybody. Rob, dealer's choice when we return, because I know you've got a lot of stuff you want to talk about.
Gotta be the fish,
today.
Mike. Gotta be the fish.
The fish, ladies and gentlemen. Trumpy Trout coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. The heat of summer is here. Liquid IV has refreshing summer flavors like Popsicle Firecracker and Rainbow Sherbet that hit the spot when you need transformative relief all summer long. I want to tell you about Liquid IV.
Please.
Two ways you can get Liquid IV. You can go out and run out to the Costco and get it, or you can get yourself your 20% discount by going to MikeOmaraShow.com. They are one of our longtime sponsors. Folks, we need you to step up for Liquid IV. I'm honest with our audience about this product. I love it. We've been telling you about it. I know a lot of people go out there and they grab it at Costco. That's fine. But for this week, I really, really need you to order it through the Mike O'Mara Show.
Please, please.
We need some credit out there. We need some credit because a lot of people are enjoying Liquid IV. I come across hundreds of them that love this stuff. But what we'd really like you to do is an added incentive. Get out there, help the show, and get it at MikeOmaraShow.com. Let me tell you how you do that, ladies and gentlemen. It's fantastic. We've told you that. Science-based formula, essential vitamins, clinically tested, all that good stuff. Delicious flavors, sugar-free flavors, raspberry melon, rainbow sherbet, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime, and the return of the fan favorite hydration multiplier cotton candy.
Yum.
Let me tell you how you order. This is how I want you to do it. Get 20% off your first order, ladies and gentlemen. 20% off your first order, and this is how you order it from our website. You go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. If you use that code, we will get the credit for the purchase, and you can link it at our website, MikeOmaraShow.com. It'll take you right there to Liquid IV and use that code TMOS. Shop better hydration today using promo code TMOS at LiquidIV.com. Did I do a good job with that, Josh?
Killed it.
All good.
Yes, wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Let's get right to Mr. Spiewak, who has something I missed over the weekend. You said this is viral or something's going
on.
Yeah,
and here's the thing. We oftentimes try to theorize why we as a nation, why we are hated around the world. And I think there are certain nations that do hate us.
Or they at least mock us, right?
Yeah, that's true. And I'm proud of our democracy. I love when a peaceful exchange of power happens. I love the fact that's how our country is built and that there's a certain amount of reverence paid to the elections. Then comes this. I genuinely thought this had to be from Saturday Night Live, but no, this is a real ad. Were you ever a fan of Big Mouth Billy Bass?
The one that's on the wall that sings?
Yeah, that sings, yeah.
Here's a little song I wrote.
It can be that. They did one with Mac the Knife. They did one for, I believe, Filet-O-Fish.
For years,
yeah,
I had one.
And my father had one in his office that pissed everyone off because it would go off at different times. But nobody, to the best of my knowledge, has Trumpy Trout.
From the 45th president of the United Ponds of America.
Let's make fishing great again, okay?
He's here, everyone's favorite fish, Trumpy Trout.
No one has ever seen a fish like me.
Trumpy Trout is an animatronic talking fish with a big personality.
I am the hugely bigliest fish in the pond.
Now, first off, you have the entire family standing, staring at the fish, laughing, which is great because it's like, hey, kids, I got a new electoral novelty. Come, let's see it. And, okay, the problems are multifold. First of all, it is a bad looking fish and his lips barely move. I have a hard time. They more just sort of shake. The impression is bad.
Yeah, the other one that was the profile shot was much better. You know?
Yeah, it was. I mean, technologically speaking, it was better.
Fins flap and his large mouth move as he makes speech after speech in high fidelity sound.
Some bass, a
let's
bad
all record
fish,
it.
Crazy fish, criminal fish, and druggy fish.
Mike, it's high fidelity sound.
My God.
It's a bad impersonation.
Yeah. It's the worst.
It's a terrible impersonation. Yeah, it's a terrible impersonation.
Let's say you don't want to hang it on your wall, Mike. You want it, but you don't have a space for it. It comes with a stand.
Bass are good fish, and I only love some of them.
Mount him to your wall or use the built-in stand to display him proudly on your desk. Now you'll never miss a Trumpy Trout rally.
I'm building a new pond.
Okay, so now the family is all videotaping him.
I have to say this, and also this speaks to it too. You know that if this is a real product and it comes into your home, the fidelity on that terrible impression will be nowhere near what that's a guy doing a voice track over a commercial. That's
exactly
the way that's happening.
Right.
And, you know, by the way, are we at critical mass with the Trump impression now? I mean, 7 million people do it. I think it's run its course to a degree. It really, really has. And, you know, when the first people, the first person to truly nail it was the guy on Saturday Night Live, Rob. Who?
He's a three-name guy. Hold on, I'll get it for you. James Austin Johnson, I think it is.
And how quickly they forget, right? I mean,
right,
it was kind of his claim to fame.
Then there was a guy named Matthew Friend who became another impressionist on the socials that was doing it. He was pretty good, too.
Then there's the comedian that goes on Kill Tony all the time. God, I forgot his name. He's a funny guy. He's got a TV show on Netflix, too. But he
Shane
does
Gillis.
Trump. Shane Gillis. And Shane Gillis is a very, very funny man. And it's but it's just like, okay, you know,
James Austin Johnson.
James Austin Johnson, who was the first one not to do the standard run-of-the-mill, to do the other nuances that he has. So
I remember seeing him long before he was on Saturday Night Live. He'd do videos of himself just like walking down the street, and he was good at it. So
walking down the street. Well, Trumpy Trout, sign me up.
Oh, hey, Mike, now how much would you pay?
Bass will pay for it.
Set him to motion activated to surprise his fins. I mean fans.
My fins are big. I have the biggest fins. No fish have fins like me.
Or turn him on and let his inspiring words delight the crowd.
All the fish love.
Let me fast forward. Trout without a Oh, wait, I didn't know.
What happened? It broke up on me.
Oh, yeah, Mike, I moved it ahead because it does have a jingle, and you can get him for $59.99.
Fishing Great Again Certificate of Authenticity. Order
certificate
right now
of authenticity.
Instantly upgrade you to the deluxe version with desktop stand and Trumpy Trout jingle
Here
free.
Comes.
He is the greatest trout without a doubt, the biggest fish.
And for even more fun, we'll give you a discount when you buy more than one.
We got the Shoreline Secure. No bass in this pond.
Supplies are limited, so don't miss your chance to
I'm
hook
done.
The greatest fish of all time.
Mike. I'm
who is buying this?
I don't know. And who's buying more than one to get the discount?
Well, I would imagine people that mock Trump are buying it. That's kind of it's not.
Right. No, it's definitely mocking.
It's not being, that money's not going to the Trump campaign, obviously.
No.
Right.
No.
You know?
But
it's going to China.
$60 for this?
I wouldn't want to spend $2 for it.
It's the feeling I got, Mike, when Trump put out his Bible. And I thought about buying the Trump Bible. So that many
but
years
the
from
Trump
now,
Bible
say,
was a Trump product. And that to right, me would right. have a little more of a novelty value as a souvenir than Trumpy Trout. But then again, that'll be around 50 years from now. Somebody's going to remember Trumpy Trout.
Yeah, it's
remember
it's
that guy
Billy,
when he ran
Mike,
for
it's,
president?
It's our not. Billy beer, is what it is. And
no. I'm proud to be
I love
an American,
the name,
Rob,
though.
It's a, at it's least a, I know I'm free.
It's a great name, Trumpy Trout. Mm-hmm. You see, because it's a trout that's like President Trump. So what they've done is they've made Trump an adjective. Trumpy. Trumpy. This is a trout who is Trumpy.
All I want to do is get sales figures on that and find out, you know, how dumb are we, ladies and gentlemen? How
Mike, I can tell you.
Dumb
I'll tell you after the show how dumb we are. Just you need to tell me how to do it. You want to scale 1 to 10?
Oh, dear. So get to don't get it. Thank you very much. when we come back, I have a recipe for everyone. And it's called, well, I've named it. I've renamed it. It's called Diabetes Cake. And
I'm
we'll
in.
Show you that when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. Sound the alarm.
Oh, Mike, it's time to sound the alarm.
Hey, you guys!
Yes, sir. Whenever you hear that, you know we're talking about the TMOS Shout Society. That's a brand new TMOS feature that lets your message take center stage. Whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, or any exciting milestone, this is your chance to broadcast your message to the entire Omeraverse. Give a shout out to your friends, your family, your business people. Give them a shout out or even request a special plug for your podcast from the one and only Charlie or Arnold or Bob Barker, even Rob, if that's your thing. Josh is also available for announcing your favorite greeting. Do you need a business boost? Have your favorite impressionist announce your brand in the most unforgettable way? The TMOS Shout Society is all about making your message loud, proud, and part of the show. And for a limited time, personal shouts are 25% off. Get all the Shout Society info at MikeOmeraShow.com. Talk to us, and let's have some fun, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Thank you, Jerry. We appreciate that. I have to share with you today, and I'm gonna play the whole recipe, and we can
Great.
Comment as we go. This is I can only call this diabetes cake. This is it's as though there was not enough sugar in the United States to put into one product. This will put you in a diabetic coma. When you see how this is made, it starts out kind of mellow. So
okay.
Let's take a
take
look at
it. Take out our extra large Reese's and place into the middle of the dish. And then all around it, you want to place these tiny little Reese's. And the last one
starts
one
with
down
Reese's
here,
peanut butter cup.
And she says
French vanilla icing. And we're just going to open that up. So we put this in the microwave for just a minute here. But we are
those
going
tiny
to pour
little
it
Reese's are full size
Reese's pieces.
All right, pause
Come
it right
on,
there,
goodness,
Josh, for just a second.
Smell it.
All right, here it is. When you start with the microwaved frosting,
yeah,
that's when it begins to lose me a little. That is sugar over you. You're talking about candy bars at the bottom of a tray with melted frosting, which in fact is just butter and confectioner's
sugar,
correct?
Oh, no, Mike, it's worse than that because if it's a canned frosting to make it shelf stable, they've probably used hydrogenated fat. You're looking more, something closer to lard than butter on that.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. Now it continues. You think?
Thank you.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
We're just going to pour this chocolate cake mix into a glass mixing dish. Then we're going to crack in 3 eggs. But this isn't your typical cake mix, so
no.
Just you wait.
Those eggs will add protein.
You're right.
Egg number 3. In you go. Then we're going to pour in 1/2 cup of vegetable oil.
Good.
I think she's following the cake instructions.
And 1/4 of milk.
Yeah. I think it's more eggs, though.
Now the eggs are all floaty.
Oh, goodness.
It's cake.
And the magical ingredient, more peanut butter.
Let's put some more sugar.
This recipe,
peanut butter,
everything. We're just going to whisk all of this together.
I think the cake alone would be pretty good.
This ain't your grandma's chocolate cake.
Okay.
This is looking
Pause
pretty
it,
good.
Josh.
It's nice and thick.
Yeah.
Just that part,
the
cake with the peanut butter.
Sure,
the cake with
Bring
the peanut
it.
Butter probably have a little zing to it, but I direct your attention to immediately below the cake bowl where, you know, coagulating.
Yeah, you've got lard and Reese's cups. Yeah.
All right, roll it again.
As the icing cools.
It gets better.
Just pour
How could it possibly?
Across.
Well, you think, is there enough sugar
in there? On the bottom. It's okay if it mixes in a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Amazing, but we're not done yet. And this recipe would not be complete without some Reese's Chippets.
Some Chippets. Peanut butter chips. Put some Chippets on top.
It's time for the oven.
Diabetes cake.
But look at this.
Wow.
Wow!
The bottom.
That looks so goodness. Good. If this doesn't
She's got
good,
a friend there. Ooh, look.
We're gonna pop this into the oven at 350.
At this particular point, you're saying to yourself, "Okay, it's a little over the top, a little too much candy with the chippets." But now, let's continue.
One cup of peanut butter here.
Oh, she microwaved her peanut butter too. Good.
1 teaspoon of vanilla.
More sugar.
Pink salt, and of course some butter. Now we're gonna take this egg beater.
So she's making delicious peanut butter frosting.
God, that's loud.
That looks nice and thick. Now we're going to take a Ziploc bag.
What's she going to do with that?
Stuff that into a cup.
Oh, she's going to pipe
it. Icing into the cup.
Piping on top of the cake, Rob.
Let's take a look.
Yep. It's done.
Okay.
Take it out of the oven.
Wow.
There you go. Now,
it's time to finish this guy up. I'm going to try. Take our little icing in a bag.
Okay, it's still hot. You went.
A nice little swirly design.
Oh, she's doing a nice peanut butter BM on top.
The other way.
Wow, look at that.
Last but not least.
Oh, no! Oh, Reese's
and now put more candy on it. Put more candy on it.
Look, I'm just going to glide
epic.
It through.
Now she's cutting herself a big cake. Piece
hurry
of the
up.
Cake.
Hurry up. It's fishing.
Get out of there.
How good.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Why are you still
so
single?
Fluffy. We need to try this. Let's grab a bite of this.
Hot. Yeah.
That's so much peanut butter.
Yeah, I guess so. And
but
sugar.
That is so good. This is the best
now,
cake. Come
with
try
all my
right
dissing
now.
Of this, with yeah. all of my dissing, I still would try it. I love peanut butter.
So
cups.
Would I.
I do.
I would, but it's way over the top.
It's a little silly. It's a little overkill.
I'd rather see it just straight at the finished product, not how they got to it.
Yeah. Did the frosting on the bottom, the melted icing, did that absorb up into the cake? Because I didn't see like a clean...
Don't have an answer for you. Let's move on. Cybertrucks are really...
Ooh.
Well, you see a lot of videos now.
Yeah.
And it started, I think, with Joe Rogan and Elon Musk when Joe Rogan took a bow and arrow and tried to puncture the side of the Cybertruck. I've seen these videos where they try to do it, and they have a hard time doing this. I have several buddies that have patronized the Tesla Corporation. And what they say to me is that the engine, 1,000 horsepower, some of these S-level, they're incredibly fast. But at the same time, and these are owners of the vehicle, they say the build quality, meh. They're not really thrilled with this. So I see this video pop up on my feed, and this video is a comparison to a pickup truck. And I thought, okay, the Cybertruck side is better than the pickup truck. Then something happens where I think you get a really good idea of the build quality of a Tesla Cybertruck. Take a look at this right
now. What does it take to get through a Cybertruck with a pickaxe? Compared to the aluminum F-150, I'm guessing one hit. Oops.
Now he's trying to get through the side of the truck.
That was like
the truck.
10 hits minimum. This thing here started to peel up, and I think
he's talking
it might
about the side.
All just come off.
By the window, there's a... And it peels. Look.
Oh,
now he's peeling
no.
it up. It's a sticker.
No.
It is.
No way.
He's pulling it away. He is peeling the metal.
It's attached the way the thing would say Cimarron on the back of a car.
It's glued.
Yeah.
That is not acceptable, dude. You just glued your truck together.
You That's just glued okay. your truck Three together.
Fingers. That is not okay.
That is not okay.
Wow.
They glued the I couldn't believe it. But Josh, it's not really trim, is it?
It's
actually
part
of the vehicle.
The windows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to go out and look at my trucks and all, but I assume all that's bolted in on any other car.
I would assume most trucks, it's sheet metal.
Are you still at the point where when you see one in the wild, it turns your head? Because I've got a new take on it. When I see one, I pull up to see what asshole is driving it.
Yes. We got one in our neighborhood.
Oh, boy.
I can't give too much information because it would out the guy right away as far as, oh, my God. But it's multicolored wrapped, and it's just
that's great. So well, that wrap will hold the siding on.
You have to wrap them because they get so dirty. Just touching it, and then there's fingerprints all over them.
Yeah, like a stainless steel refrigerator in your kitchen. It's horrible.
That build quality, and it's the piece. It's a strip that is above the windows, and it looks to me you could take it with like a little screwdriver, pry it up, and then literally peel it
like an egg
where it's glued off the top. I was blown away with that. We had a story about J Lo and Ben Affleck. You know, Rob, I'm a J Lo fan. I'm not an Affleck. I'm not Team Affleck. I'm Team Lopez.
Why can't you love them both?
Because J-Lo is such a sweet prankster. I know you don't drink anymore. Would you like to see a boozy prank?
I would.
She's so cute. She's so lovely. And she does a little boozy prank right here. Let's take a peek at this.
Pouring herself a drink.
Yeah, she is.
So she's, I think she's shilling whatever that candy beverage is, because I saw a video of her doing another thing.
Oh, really?
The label is very clear.
I just produced a shill video for her. I shared it. Well, that's why things
are viral. That's fine. I mean, you like her. That's cool.
This came across last week. Have no idea. I like to qualify these real good ones by saying I don't know how long this has been floating around, but I'm sure it's been a while. And I have to say this, that in the last month or so, this is probably in my top four or five videos that I have seen.
Oh, great.
This is how to stop babies from crying. It appears to work. I believe this is legitimate, and it works simply, ladies and gentlemen, by throwing a piece of cheese on their forehead, like the cheese that resembles a Kraft American single.
That would just stop me from crying also.
Take a look at this. Let's see how it works. All right, go ahead. There they are, throwing cheese on the baby.
Wow.
Can we roll that again?
Yeah, I think that would stop anyone throwing a fit about anything.
Mm-hmm. True.
You just toss cheese on it.
Just a Kraft American signal. All right. That kid just freezes right there.
So you know, Mike, it doesn't work with wives.
Mm-hmm. Be careful. Carrie, flap.
Yeah.
And that's
the
sound, by the way.
Well, she appreciates the effort.
It would be THWAP, flap.
Flap, American single. Yeah.
We think of sharks. We think of even jellyfish. We think of barracuda. We think of sea creatures that would be dangerous. We don't think of sea lions or seals. We think that they're cute. Now, they can probably bite you, but we don't think of them being the kind of aggressive where they would do something like this. Let's take a look at this this attack. Cut it off, Josh. They're clipping awfully tight. Now we gotta see if we can go further back. That's nice. Now if you look down here, it appears that there is a seal or sea lion in the water.
Yeah, I see him.
This lady is simply sitting on the edge of a parking lot near the harbor.
Okay. Oh, my God. It pulled her in.
Oh, my God.
And pulls her right into the water. Did you catch that?
That is vicious. Amazing. And also, Mike, when we went out on your cousin's boat in Maine, we saw them in the wild.
Well, they were harbor seals. They're little guys, and they seem kind of innocent. That was a beast that was able to yank that woman into the water. I've never seen anything like that.
That's crazy.
I don't know whether that's possible. And we leave you. I get nostalgic for comedian Don Rickles, who has left us last year, or maybe the year before even. Don Rickles, my all-time favorite. Don Rickles, really the resurgence of his film career came around the time he did two movies. He played Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story, and he was the casino manager in the film Scorsese's Casino. He goes on Letterman. This is a young Letterman, and to talk about the movie, And this exchange is just so Rickles and so delightful. This is Don Rickles on David Letterman. Take a look.
Your part
at this.
In the movie, seriously.
Well, when you see it.
Are you like a co-star?
You got 750.
You're not like an extra. Are you like an extra?
I'm not an extra.
Do you have lines? Do you have lines in the movie?
No, what? I don't have lines. No, I don't have lines. I just stand there and I wet my pants. What are you talking about? I stand like this. What's that line?
So they really must have been
it's a talkie,
familiar
you know, it's
with
a
your work.
It's
yeah, I know, I understand that.
Norma Desmond comes in at the end and faints. What the hell you think we're doing here?
Well, I don't know.
It's a big movie.
Does it come by where
it's a big movie, and you're starting to steam me, Letterman. You're starting to steam me.
Just come in and ask if we need any more ice.
I came out here with a good attitude, and now you're steaming me.
Steaming me.
That's awesome. Great. Don Rickles, the late great.
And
love to
Mike,
share that with
you.
You
want to talk about time flying? I can't believe this. Don Rickles passed away 7 years ago.
Oh, that's how I betray my age right there.
Yeah, me too. I was right with you. I was right with you.
7 years he's been gone. When we come back, we've got some beautiful video from Rob Spiewak.
Beautiful.
And more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Hey, unleash your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. It's never been easier. Just fill out a quick questionnaire, have a call with a medical provider, and get your prescription delivered right to your door. Just one injection a week. 21 to 26% of your weight. Sorry, I messed
Think
that
of that.
Up. 21 to 26% of your weight while improving blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. My blood work was never better than when I went on this medication. They offer FDA-approved semaglutide and the one I use, tirzepatide, for weight loss. Plus, NAD+, B12, Samoralin, and PT-141 for that extra boost. Get ready to shine in Las Vegas, feel great, and look amazing. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I approve this message, ladies
hey,
and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Take it away, Rob.
My mom is very musical. She's got a perfect pitch. She can play instruments. And I've always loved the fact she's taught me something. I'm not as musically inclined as her, but there's certain things that she's taught me that bring me great joy. One of which is if you take a familiar melody and you switch it to minor, it sounds sad. And I think this would be great if we had perhaps we did well medal-wise at the Olympics, but let's say we lost everything. Don't you think we need a sad version of our national anthem?
Oh, this would I'd love to hear that.
This would be if we lost the sad American national anthem.
Almost sounds Russian, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
Russia has such sad music. That's why they're pissed all the time.
But it also sounds very cinematic, like something that they would use. But it's really just moving things by a step. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not a student of music. I don't know how they do that, but it's all pitch and the different notes that create a different image. And by the way, I have to reiterate, when you're tasked with singing the anthem, just do it. Just do it straight ahead and do it at a decent pace where people can, even with minor league games or preseason baseball games where they decide they're going to take a 10-minute version of it. Stop it. Stop it, ladies.
It should be about a minute 20, minute 21. Yeah. That's the proper tempo right there. You can do anything with AI, and I think that's fun. Like you could take AI and make a short movie about what would happen if Trump gave up running for president and took ayahuasca. Are you familiar with ayahuasca, Mike?
Ayahuasca, it's what they go Central South America, where they go down and they get blown out of their gourd and supposedly have spiritual experiences while high on this particular plant.
So this could happen.
So I left politics to heal myself. I gave away most of my possessions and I went to India, meditated with the gurus. Met all the mystics, studied all the metaphysical schools, seeking the truth. I did every therapy, somatic experiencing, breathwork, and
parts. I did too.
You wouldn't believe the things I tried. I purged everything I thought made me great. Slowly, the suffering started to fade. I started sharing what I'd learned. I created something bigger, holding space for others, an intentional community, and I led with love
playing bongos,
guiding people to reconnect with their higher selves. They say I'm the greatest shaman now. Nobody does it better, and maybe they're right. It's a new kind of winning, one where I lead others to peace.
That is fantastic. How much funnier is that than the fish? How much funnier is that than the fish, the AI? And you know what? To me, when we see an example of that AI being used for good with Donald Trump and a full beard, I love that. And for those of you, I know you listen to this show every day, check out our video. We'll have that for you this afternoon.
Will not disappoint. When you went to the axe-throwing super terrific happy party, Mike, were there trampolines?
No. And my son, with the trip to the emergency room based on an older kid. I think he was 7 when he got bumped into by a 9-year-old and opened his head up. Still has a scar there where he bled like a stuck pig. So we stay away from, what was the place called? Sky Zone. We stayed away from those places.
Absolutely. I thought it was called tetanus.
Tetanus shot. Yay! Hello.
But there's a park in a trampoline park, I guess that's what you call them, in Georgia, that closed down unexpectedly this summer, which really is sad for the employees there who are mostly teens, and they lost their summer job. And you wouldn't believe what happened at this trampoline park.
New at 5 o'clock, employees at a popular trampoline park say they're still waiting to get paid after the owner closed the doors with no warning. Gwinnett County Bureau Chief Matt Johnson live now on Scenic Highway. And Matt, most of the workers, they're teenagers.
This was an important summer job for a lot of teens that worked here to save up money. So when they found out that the business closed, they were surprised when they found out their last checks had bounced.
Mike, their checks bounced.
That was the whole purpose. The whole purpose of you playing that was the pun. The checks bounced. That's the only reason he played it, Josh.
I was sitting here very familiar with Urban Air and those trampoline parks waiting for something fun.
Right.
It was the
right. And it was just the checks bounced.
You see, because it's a trampoline park. Mike, it's a fish that talks like
Thanks for
Trump.
Explaining the joke.
The fact that I explained it, I was just being goofy. Let's close with this. The new Alien movie came out, and I guess people are enjoying it because it's scary alien fun, but allows me to go back.
Not as good as Long Legs.
Yeah, and also I hear 1-2 is very good.
I watched Long Legs. I'll have a review tomorrow on the show of Long Legs.
Okay, this is when the first movie, Alien, with Sigourney Weaver came out many years ago, and people were saying it was too scary. But I want you to know, people will nowadays say parents aren't the way they used to be. Maybe parents are the way they've always been. Man on the street outside of the movie Alien.
This was an R-rated movie when you brought him?
Yes, we did.
Are you sorry you brought him?
Yes, I am.
Duh.
Are you glad you saw it?
Duh.
Yeah. Are you sorry, sir, that you brought your son along
this
to see Alien?
No, ma'am, I think you should have seen it. It's something that he needs to know that things could like that could happen in life. That could be a true story. Based on, you know, science. We never know what's going on the outside of the world.
Oh, God.
Did the movie...
Mike, it's based on science.
Science. Good heavens. Yes, sirree.
Oh, let's get rid of his picture. Sorry about that.
Wow. I didn't even let my kid watch Long Legs over the weekend, and I'm glad I didn't.
Is it based on science, though? You can let him watch it if it's based on science.
Well, Rob, you never know when the devil's going to reach out and grab your heart.
Are you sad that you let your son watch it? Yeah, I am.
I am, but I'll feel better. I'm sorry I took him, but we celebrated with big old diabetes cake.
Yeah,
it had Reese's Pieces on top of it. We're real excited.
Don't
they
serve that at the trampoline park?
Yes, sirree. Yeah, absolutely. Bounce check. We got to take a powder. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Josh Stroka, Rob Spiewak. It's Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.